RT appointment today.
There's an old saying in Tennessee. I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
Fool me once. Shame on you.
Here are David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
It fooled me. We can't get fooled again.
All right, 8:06 on this Tuesday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo. Also, to all you teachers out there, today is National Teacher Appreciation Day. Thank you for all that you do. As I mentioned earlier, Roger will be honoring the teachers and librarians and bus drivers and custodians at Benton High School, or Benton, the whole school district, and Malvern next week. We'll do that, take them over to Corky's to eat. It's National Foster Care Day. Thanks to all you parents out there that are foster care parents. I have so much respect for you stepping in and helping out kids when they really need help.
Those are true heroes.
Yeah, they all. Yeah,
you know, they really are.
They really are. It's amazing that folks will do that even when they've already got kids and themselves. It's National Nail Day. Take care of your nails. Maybe that's one of the things. You will be at Dee Dee's Place Thursday. You can get your mom for Mother's Day. It's also National Concert Day. We're talking about the best concert and the worst concert you've been to. Justin, we'll ask you here in just a second. We've asked before on this show, but we can't remember sometimes the answer that we get. In the studio with us, Howard Hurst from Tithman and Hurst. Good morning, Howard. How are you?
Good morning, David.
You've got a bunch of beautiful flowers in front of us, and Roger, I'm sure, is playing a flower song, right, Roger?
The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
The Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
Yeah, a little.
And she took him up and held him to her breast.
Who's that?
Is that George Jones?
No, that's Glenn Campbell.
Oh, okay.
And he sure was.
Wow. Missed that one.
No.
Mama offered.
And then another.
It's a mama song.
I don't know if I know this song.
Oh, yeah, The Hand That Rocks the Cradle. Him and Steve Warner.
Put his fears.
Oh, I love Steve Warner.
Oh, big time. Here we go.
Yeah.
When Steve Warner first came out, I thought he sounded a lot.
Is this a mama song?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Listen. I'll shut up.
He could always count on mama to supply.
Oh, it's gonna make you cry.
And regardless of the sleep she might be losing,
that's what mamas do.
He always found a twinkle.
Your mom's gone, it'll make you cry.
Ah, Steve Warner's so good, man.
There ought to be a Hall of Fame for Mama.
I've heard it.
Oh, yeah, I know the song.
We play it on this all the time. Yeah.
Creation's most unique and precious bird.
It is Mother's
Day. Steve Warner's a fantastic guitar player.
He is, dude.
I mean, he is
putting
ridiculous.
Those two together, it was incredible, yeah.
We see Howard twice.
That had to be. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Go ahead, Bass.
We see Howard twice a year, Tipton and Hurst, and obviously this is for Mother's Day.
Mother's Day.
Yeah, I don't know which one has more oomph to it in terms of people spending money or going there. Is it Valentine's Day or is it Mother's Day? Probably Valentine's Day a little
well,
bit.
Well, everybody has a mother.
True.
Not everybody has a special somebody on Valentine's. But, it used to be I would think that sometimes Valentine's Day would win. But I think in the end, mothers always win out.
Yeah, we're fortunate. Myself, Justin, and Christian have our moms with us. Roger, you lost your mom. How many years ago did you lose your mom?
It's been five easy.
For those who don't know, Roger's mother was German, and you could imitate. Give her the imitation of how your mother used to talk.
Akte liebe guten Herren, Vaja, what are you doing? That's what I hear.
And you would call her every night, right?
I did.
Call every night at 6 o'clock.
Every night. Yeah, I had to do it either before or right after Wheel of Fortune. There's no way she wasn't going to even answer. And that was before caller ID.
Well, you brought a couple little things here. What is this that you have with you?
Well,
can we see that on the webcam by chance or no?
Absolutely.
Okay. Go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, Howard.
Well, this one's...
Hold it up, Howard. Hold it up.
Okay. Can you see that?
There you go. There
okay.
You go.
Perfect.
All right. Perfectly peachy. Which I'm sure your mother was.
Sure.
Or is.
Right.
And this is a beautiful arrangement. We have some beautiful blooms in it now with some orchids.
Beautiful.
Tipton and Hurst used to grow orchids back in 1886.
Right.
Ranunculus.
Ranunculus.
Sweet pea.
What? Whoa.
Ranunculus.
Oh, ranunculus.
And they call you crazy.
Okay, go ahead.
Of course, roses, hydrangeas. This is a beautiful arrangement for mom.
Yeah, gotcha.
And And it is our 140th year.
Unbelievable.
Celebrating Mother.
Crazy.
And let me just say, it's Mother's Week.
Yeah.
Obviously, Mother's Day is Sunday. But people, and that's what mom, you know, mom loves you regardless.
Yeah.
Valentine's maybe not, but.
Right, sure, sure, right.
But it's, mother, it's Mother's Week and soon to be Father's Month.
Yeah, fathers don't get the Mother's Day gets much more attention than the Father's Day. Just that's the way it works.
Well, definitely at the floral shop.
Yeah, sure.
Yes.
sure.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, I think your mom probably raised you more than your dad.
That's ranunculus.
Do what? Well done, Justin. Well done.
Thank
that's
you.
That's comedy gold right there.
I'm full of stupid humor here.
Now, will moms take that? When they're done, after a few days, will they plant those?
They could. I mean, this is a... European garden of mixed blooming plants and green plants, and you know it's perfect for mom. It'll last a while, mm-hmm. and
in the bowl,
in a nice bowl.
Cereal bowl.
So, yeah. You know, the most important thing is just do something for mom. I mean, come on. And it is Sunday. We're delivering off every day through Sunday, so it's very spread out. Go early. And mom will enjoy that. Go late. Mom will still enjoy that.
Right.
Mom is, you know, unconditional love.
Have you seen any changes over the years? Say that you've been in business since 1886, for goodness sake, but in the last 10, 15, 20 years, a difference in the way people buy for their moms, or good or bad, either one?
Well, good point. And one thing is I used to think that they'd spend more on Valentine's.
Yeah.
But to tell you the truth, in the last couple of years... it's been trending. They'll spend more on mom.
Interesting. Okay.
Which is really, I think, appropriate.
Love it. Justin, I was going to ask for you, you have the combo. If you're married and you have your wife, obviously, is a mom. You have her, and then you have your other mom. So you take care of both moms, right? And Christian, you would be the same way. So you guys take care of both moms?
I mean, I certainly try to. Yeah. I mean, Kate and I, Kate's my wife. I mean, I know y'all know that,
right,
I'm
Howard,
telling
yes,
him.
Yeah,
we've kind of got to the point where the last 4, 5, 6, 7 years, we're like, let's don't get anything for each other, for Christmas or birthdays or anything.
Right.
You know, but yeah, I try
what
to.
About your mom? Your mom?
Yeah. For my mom, yeah, for yeah. sure.
And mom's
yeah,
a pretty,
but what's it's kind of unfortunate. I don't know if it's for me or for my mother, but her birthday is May 2nd, so happy belated birthday,
gotcha,
Mom.
Gotcha.
And then Mother's Day is, like, super close to her birthday, so we kind of have to do two gifts, you know,
yeah.
like right at the same time, which is fine. I mean, it's not a big deal, but...
Yeah.
It kind of all gets... My point is that it kind of all gets lumped in together. Well, you know what I mean? Which yeah. is maybe unfortunate for her.
Let me tell you, too, something. Roger, you've heard me talk about this, is that one of the things that drives me crazy, having dated over the last 25 years since I was divorced, is that it would drive me nuts when I would see the exes of the girls I was dating not teach their kids to make sure and take care of their mom on Mother's Day. Are you kidding me? Make sure your son or daughter gets your mom a card. That's what happened. Maybe they were mad at the girl for whatever reason, but doesn't matter. You always teach your kids to make sure Mother's Day you are covered with a card or something you do for your acknowledge your mom. It just drives me crazy.
I hope this doesn't come across as chauvinistic, but I mean this. If it does, then it does. Whatever. Especially as a guy,
yeah,
like. Take care and cherish your mother.
Yeah.
Like, my mom's one of my best friends in the world.
Right.
And I know you're close to yours.
Right.
I'm sure,
right.
Rod, you were when you had your mom. But, man, it's a special relationship.
Yeah.
I mean, I've got a great relationship with my dad, too, obviously. I mean, he's one of my heroes. But there's something special about me and my mom's relationship.
And you're an only child too. That's like I am. So
that's right.
Makes a
yeah.
difference too. Howard. So how many locations you got across the state?
Hey, Howard. Let me ask you this side note.
Yes, sir.
Are you from Arkansas?
Oh yes,
yeah, Little Rock.
Okay,
yeah.
so do you like the way Bass says Howard, or is it like I would say Howard?
It's a good. My dad called me hired, and then there was a couple of explicitives at the end.
Right.
If I didn't move quick enough, so
I just keep hearing him go Howard, and yeah. I would never say that.
How would you say Howard, Roger?
I guess
I'd say hey Howard.
Howard.
Yeah.
How do I? Am I saying?
I would say Howard.
Howard. Howard,
yeah. I would say like you.
Now, which one?
Yeah, well, Christian and Basil are more proper.
Was it your great? What was it?
No, it was my grandfather in 1886.
It was your grandfather?
Grandfather.
Okay.
Born in England, came here. So and so I'm the third. Our daughter.
Wow. So your dad is actually the first generation here?
No, my grandfather.
Your grandfather. Well, okay, I'm sorry.
Born here. Yeah, your grandfather was.
Grandfather that started Tipton and Hearst. I had other ones that were.
1886.
I have a ancestor that came to Arkansas in 1799. Right, so,
you think about this and you think outside of maybe Christian, but we're not that far away from.
I know.
200 years.
I know. I've thought about that, too.
I mean, you and Raj will definitely not be here.
Yeah.
Christian may be here in 60 years. But,
probably not.
I mean, that's crazy.
I know. It is. How many, going back to 1886, how many locations do you have now?
So we have five.
Okay.
And our newest one is in Rogers, Northwest Arkansas.
Okay.
So that opened in November. So
we're
really excited about that. It's going great.
Phone number and website?
Well, and by the way, if you go on online at TiptonHurst.com, that's just one word, TiptonHurst.com, you get 10% off online
for
Mother's Day.
Nice. I like it.
So, and so we love that. And again, don't forget Mom. Mom's not going to say anything to you.
No, she's not.
You know, and but, you know, that.
You didn't live with my mom.
That twinkle in her eye when she receives those beautiful flowers is going to tell you everything. But she'll never say, you know, if you don't.
Except Justin's mom will. Someone says, Howard sounds exactly like Asa Hutchinson. Has anybody ever told you that?
No. I know
Asa. Again? The governor trolls us sometimes.
Today's National Concert Day, Howard. What's the best concert you ever been to? What's the worst one?
Oh, gosh.
Jump out to you?
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, the OJs. I mean, I did go to Little Rock Central.
Justin Moore. No, so those were the best. What was is there one that was bad? Are you not a big concert guy?
You know, I did go to see Al Green in Memphis because he is from Arkansas. Yeah. So,
oh wow, that's pretty sweet.
Very cool.
That's strong.
Roger, do we have a name for this person? By the way, too?
We do not. We do not. Do we need a name?
I don't know.
This person?
Yeah, I don't know.
Want to do this here?
Let's do the guy can wait a minute. Good morning. What's your name, caller?
Elrod McGillicuddy.
Elrod McGillicuddy. Okay. That's a heck of a name.
Yeah, it's a made-up name. So is your story going to be made up, like the name, or you going to tell a story?
The names have been changed, but the faces remain the same, whether it's at Mount Ida in basketball.
Bring it, my man. Bring it.
Well, go ahead, Elrod.
Hey, I don't blame Justin. I was just like him from the time I was 12 years old to the time my son graduated college. And after my son graduated college, I started doing basketball, softball, and volleyball.
You're talking about refereeing, officiating, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I only do those three sports, but baseball.
Right.
But I don't do baseball in high school. I only do softball.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like him, and I told the AD, I said, look, don't worry about him. I can handle it. It's only when somebody says, you this or you that, like I had a woman the other day at Lake Hamilton told me she was going to follow me home, and I said, come on home with me.
Oh, wow.
My wife is twice as mean as you are, and she'll handle you in about 30 seconds.
So I invited her
to follow me.
So you're saying you were there last night?
No, I don't blame him.
Are you saying you were there last night?
No.
I was behind the plate.
Oh, no, he was, Justin. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
It's right. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I was just making sure that was the case.
Yeah, I was behind the plate, and I'm the same guy that I called in a few months ago, he was at Mount Ida coaching a little girls' game, and I couldn't see we do those games with two refs instead of three, and I couldn't see the play in question. So I'm never going to call something that I can't see. But he was on me because I didn't call something down there. And I don't blame him, but I'm not going to call something that I'm not 100% sure that I saw. And that's just the way it is.
Hey, sir, what'd you say your name was?
L. Rod McGillicuddy.
L. Rod McGillicuddy.
That's it. Okay, L. Rod.
Live out on Lonsdale. All my kin folks on my dad's side were Westermans. All my kin folks on my mom's side come from down there between Gurdon and Arkadelphia, a little old place called Curtis Junction.
Okay.
Are you the one that, after I jumped you, that I came up and apologized to at the basketball game?
Yes, sir, at Mount Ida.
Yes, sir.
So
I wasn't even talking to you. I was talking to the field ump. And
okay, and I understand that, and that's why. If you notice, I never turned and looked at you.
No, you never did. You were super professional. That's why I was so disappointed in the administration there. They called the freaking. I mean, you can be completely honest with me. If you disagree with me, that's totally fine. Because this is a really good guy, by the way. Because he and I've coached when he's been reffing, umping, et cetera, for a number of years. And super understanding, totally nice guy. I went up and apologized to him for jumping him at the basketball game. He can back me up on that. This was probably 6 months ago or whatever. And I said, man, I'm sorry. I'm just taking up for my kids, man. You know.
I totally understand.
Is that not correct? And he handled it beautifully.
You're exactly right.
And
I'm going to always be honest with you, Justin. I mean, you're talking about just to be totally honest. I mean, I've had every kind of question come at me that you can imagine. And all I can do is be honest with the coach or the player or the fan. And I never addressed the fan during the ball game.
He never said a word to me last night.
The only reason they called the police, is because you said this. You said something wrong, and I'm going to help you out to not get thrown out in the future. Don't ever say you this. You are terrible. You are awful.
You're all terrible.
You didn't say – anytime you say you and you're addressing an umpire – anything, that's when it's time to go.
I got you.
I didn't have to say a word to that administration.
I'm not disagreeing with you, and I understand that, and in the future I won't do that. I've done that my entire life. It's the first time ever this has ever happened. I mean, we just played a clip of me saying you're all terrible. would you agree, or maybe you wouldn't? I don't know. It doesn't warrant calling the cops. I mean, just walk me out and say you're out of here.
Okay, I'll walk you through this. They have made a new law recently, as much as within the last year. I can't remember how long ago. But it is now a felony to, I don't know what, to a referee. I don't know how far it's got to go, but they have made it because it's so difficult to get referees, not just in Arkansas, but anywhere. It is so difficult to get somebody. And let me tell you, calling kids stuff when they're third, fourth, and fifth grade. By the way, I called your daughter several years ago. You were at Cutter Morning Star coaching one of your daughters, and I had you then. And I didn't know who it was that was giving me so much grief, but now I remember that it was you. I don't blame you, because referees miss calls. All refs at all levels miss calls, okay? And because we're just human. I mean, all pastors mess up.
No, I totally get it.
It is a felony now to do certain things like to a ref. And I've never pressed charges on anybody, but I had a guy one night thrown out at Bismarck in a basketball game where I never looked at the guy. I never said a word, but it escalated to where all I did was look over at the lady policeman that's standing at the door, and I looked up there at that guy standing behind the scorer's table, and she knew exactly what I meant. and it was all over with. I never had to contact an administrator. Everybody in the house knew what was coming. And so, yes, there is. I'm not going to say they shouldn't have called him, but when you persist, and I'm not blaming you because you're not the first one to ever do this, because I did it all my life until my son got out of college through playing baseball. I used to do the same thing. But when you persist at doing something that's perceived as unsporting, they call it in the AOA, they will remove you from the premises. And I've had a guy, Bryant, go into the parking lot, and he continued from the parking lot. So I said, hey, I contacted the administrator, said, that guy's still out there cussing. I want him where I can't see him. I want him out there on the road past the boys' club where I can't see him. Because when
the
boundaries, whether it's in a gym or in a baseball field, those two umpires are there in control of everything that goes on.
Right. Yeah. Well, hey, man, we kid on this show, obviously. Baz's dad and me, we're like, we hate umps.
I'm glad we can laugh about
it. It's just kind of just fun and games, man. And this guy's a great guy, by the way. I mean, he's always been super patient with me, and I can be trying at times. Just ask my wife. The only disagreement you and I may have is calling the cops is ridiculous. Because all I said, I don't even know if you heard me, sir, but I said, that was terrible, you're terrible. And I wasn't talking to you.
Yeah.
The girl was out by two steps. It wasn't even close.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just...
I hear everything back there, whether it's a basketball game or a softball game. I just don't acknowledge it until it's time to do something. And if you notice, I never turned and asked anybody.
No, you didn't at all. And that's why I'm saying, like, I said two things. And it wasn't, like, demonstrative or aggressive. It was just like, you're terrible. That's terrible. And
yeah.
I don't see that.
And you're right.
There's everybody on every side says the same stuff. And why I was singled out, I think it's because of who I am. But whatever. I mean, it is what it is.
Well,
I respect you, man.
For a long time, I didn't know.
Well, the guy told me that from the school. So that's why I say that. He physically or literally told me that.
Yeah. Well, see, when I never turn and look, I don't know who it is. And I'm never going to, until I figure out if it's the guy in the red hat or the guy in the blue shirt or the lady that's wearing the whatever, I know for sure, I see their mouth moving and I know it's them. This is the way all umpires and referees should be. Until you know for sure it's them, it's usually your partner who singles them out for you. It's not you because...
Right. Yeah, just so you know, I wasn't suggesting it was you. It was...
Sorry.
And I know that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, cops are coming.
All right, we're going to have to run. Hey, thanks so much for calling in. Appreciate it so much, man.
I appreciate you, brother.
Hey, we'll take this with you, Elrod.
The
mustache and read a rule book. There it is right there.
Nice guy.
Justin, we'll let you get a hold of Howard Hurst.
Send
some flowers to Elrod.
Hired. That guy was a nice guy.
Yeah, he seemed like a
nice guy.
But he's very nice guy. He's baiting Justin.
He's what?
He's a nice guy. He really is. I know who he is. Yeah, he's a good guy.
Knows you well. When we come back, we'll have Howard Hurst hanging out a little bit more. We're gonna let him sponsor Chuck Gatlin's segment coming up, and maybe he'll let Howard play along with a little Family Feud. So.
Justin, don't answer the door. Do not answer the door.
Don't go away. 8:30.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Tabor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This Texas Sports Center.
In Major League Baseball, two-time defending American League Cy Young winner Tarek Skubal of the Tigers will undergo surgery on his left elbow after feeling pain in it over the weekend. There isn't a timetable for his return, but the procedure usually takes 2 to 3 months to return from. On the season, he's 3-2 with a 2.7 ERA. Detroit was tied for first in the American League Central at the time of his injury. Elsewhere, the Cubs continued their MLB best six-game win streak by beating the Reds 5-4. Seiya Suzuki went 2-for-3 with a home run and 3 RBIs in the win. He's batting .321 with a .417 on-base percentage on the season. And the Arkansas Travelers return to Dickey Stevens Park tonight, winners of 9 of their last 10. They'll be hosting the Tulsa Drillers at 6:05. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Mostly cloudy today with a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms and a high of 79 degrees. Today is an Arkansas Storm Team Alert Day for the chance of severe weather, particularly as we get into this evening. An 80% chance of rain and thunderstorms tonight. It'll turn cooler after the storms with a low of 55. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Are you hungry? Something new, $25, all you can eat, sushi rolls, soup, salad, Benihana rice. Come at Benihana's Monday through Thursday.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. FanDuel is giving you better payouts on same-day parlays all NBA playoffs long. With more ways to build and more value every time you play, you can stack your picks your way for every game, every matchup, and every moment. From spreads to player points to threes and more, build it all into one same-game parlay and go for bigger payouts. So if you're betting same-game parlays this NBA postseason, bet them on FanDuel. More options, better payouts, all NBA playoffs long. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. Play your game. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager, only $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver with a question for you. Does pain in your back, knees, elbows, or other joints have you saying no to doing the things you love? No golf, no pickleball, no basketball, no long walks? That's what chronic joint pain does. It starts deciding your life for you. You know what I'm talking about? Crippling joint pain that dictates your day and steals your independence. Too many people like you are told to live with it, rely on pills, or accept invasive surgery as the only options. Well, I've got good news for you. QC Kinetics can help you say yes to the life you want. QC Kinetics offers regenerative treatments that use healing agents from your own body to help revitalize damaged joint tissue. And instead of just masking the symptoms, their treatments address the root cause of the pain. I'm talking about long-lasting relief with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Take the first step toward a pain-free life by scheduling a free consultation with QC Kinetics. Tell them Christian Weaver sent you. Call 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159. 501-393-1159.
This is Miss Arkansas 2023 Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Right, 8:34 on this Tuesday.
What's the name of the song?
I don't recognize it. Cinco de Mayo.
Who sings it?
Pacho Lefty.
Who sings it?
Willie Nelson.
David.
No.
Hold on. Go ahead, Chuck. Say it.
William Merle.
There it is.
Thank you. Chuck, say it.
Say what?
What mic are you on?
I'm on this one over here.
You jack it up.
Say it again. Yeah, Willie Nelson.
Hey, seriously, I said this at the end of the last segment, but that dude is a good dude. He really is.
Like, I know. Can you hear me, Roger?
Yeah, I appreciate it.
I can hear you.
I jumped him about a walk or a, I don't know, sub foul or something.
Justin,
and he comes over to me and he goes,
"This is last night's audio."
what did he say, Justin?
Well, no, he came over and he goes, "Man, I'm sorry, I didn't." Like he said, he goes, "I didn't see it. I can't call it." I go, "I get it, man. I get it." I said, "And I apologize. I'm not trying to be hateful. I'm just taking up for my kids."
Well, what's the pronoun that you can use, though?
He goes, "I get it."
It's
I don't get it. So you can say,
he's a really good.
Yeah, he sounded like a good
guy. He's a really good dude. He really is.
He sounded
8:35. Do want to thank Howard Hurst for coming up here from Tipton Hurst.
Thanks, now, Howard.
You said 10% off if you order online, if you don't come in any of the stores, and that's for delivery too, correct?
Yes,
whether
absolutely.
You order to come pick it up or...
That's right, 10% online.
Gotcha. Well, he's got two beautiful flower arrangements here in studio. What are they called?
This one's perfectly peachy.
Okay.
Which I'm sure your mother is.
Sure. And the other one is?
It's a European garden.
Okay.
So it's perfect for mom. These are, again, all week.
Yeah, you've got a ton of these. These are the only two. You've got all combos.
We have a lot of assortments.
It's crazy how much you have. Yeah. We're going to let you be the sponsor of this next segment. Mm-hmm. If you can stay for a few minutes, and then we may let you, if you got a few minutes, we may let you play Family Feud. So, Roger, we'll stop it at the end and we'll say Tipton Hurst.
Gotcha.
If you want to.
If Justin Moore is the Michael Jordan of Family Feud, then this man is the Scottie Pippen. He's the most famous Arkansas State alum that works at the Buzz. He's the best promotions director in the greater Little Rock area. Brought to you by
Tipton and Hurst since 1886. They do it right.
Love it.
They'll take care of your mom.
Wow.
Go ahead,
Jackie. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
But I want to tell Justin, first of all, sorry that David got you worked up, because it sounds like you were kind of over this. But for the rest, I want you to...
I was trying to ignore this today, but of course, Basil has like some kind of spy capabilities.
Hey, Justin,
we have Family Feud coming up, so I want you to channel that
what's up, Christian?
It's not your fault.
Family Feud.
It's not your fault. Yeah,
we can focus. So what do we? We need
thank you, Christian.
Obviously, BuzzBQ is Saturday. Get your tickets at buzzbq.com. And you know, I've been bad about mentioning the fact that we actually benefit Ronald McDonald House with this event, and the Teddy Bear Mobile Mid South. These guys, it's like they build teddy bears. He has a truck out there.
And you can come out and drill
teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be given a portion of their proceeds to support families staying at Ronald McDonald House. So while you're at BuzzBQ Saturday, go over there and get a teddy bear.
That'll be at BuzzBQ?
He'll be at BuzzBQ.
Awesome.
Yeah, teddy bear.
Titus will love that.
Drive Time Sports, he's going to be over at the Trojans baseball game tonight. He'll be there from 4 to 7. Roger, doing your Boudreaux.
Yeah, thank you very much for mentioning that. We will be at Boudreaux's of Grill and Bar tonight.
Grill and bar.
It's grill and bar.
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock tonight on Maumelle Boulevard.
Yeah, come on out there. Thursday, you guys, back over at Ava Bella.
Right.
To celebrate Mother's Day.
Yep.
And then Friday morning, finishing off the Gravely Tour for this year at HoCo Turf.
Of course, 11 to 6 for BuzzBQ. 11 to 6 costs $10 to get in. Yeah. You need to get your ticket before you go down there.
Double B's BuzzBQ.
Say. Yes.
And thanks to Gravely Mowers, Bud Light, Oaklawn Sports, Jez Camper Rental, Arkansas Golf, and Power Sports.
All right, we want to play a little Family Feud, and Howard Hurst is going to participate. You know how to play Family Feud, right? You've watched it enough. And the good thing, we'll put you on the team with Chuck, the listener, and Justin Moore, so there's not a lot of pressure on you. Let's go ahead and Google
it. It's time for everyone's favorite game, Family Feud, sponsored by Southern Bank. Visit bankwithsouthern.com to take advantage of their great deposit rates and outstanding loan service. Now, let's play the feud.
We got us a good one.
661-1037. By the way, while we're waiting, my dad's listening down in Florida. And Howard, my dad's was worse than Justin Moore, much worse than Justin Moore. Matter of fact, he said,
I just texted your dad.
Yeah, he said I heard those sirens the night they threw me out. That's when I put my arm around my dad. I'm walking him out to center field. I look back over and there's the cops coming. The lights are gone. Trying to, I'm 14, I think, at the time.
Good night.
Trying to calm my dad down.
But you drove back home by yourself.
Hey, let me ask you this: Were you mad at him?
Oh no! I probably should.
Because my daughter was furious.
Yeah, I understand.
With me yesterday. If anything, my dad would have been getting on me. Keep your eye on the ball.
Let's do this. Listen to this. You want to drop the mic? You want to be sad and see how petty we all are? Ralph came in here and said, His dad never went to his game.
Way to go, Ralph.
Yeah.
Way to go,
Ralph.
Running
all down. That's right. Well, listen. Thanks, Ralph. That's a, listen, he remembers that as a kid. He remembers that. It's terrible. Ralph, I'll come to your next ball game.
Who's our contestant there, Roger? We got Lucas. Got a roll. Here we go.
Are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Lucas, what are they playing for, Christian, Chuck?
What do we got?
We got fair tickets or something, don't we?
Pulaski County Fair.
Okay.
There you go.
Pulaski
County Fair?
How about that?
Right there, I didn't know that. All right, well, here's the deal. Luke, you're going to have to use your – you're the leader of your team, okay, Lucas? You are on the team with Justin Moore, Charles Gatlin, and Hired Hurst. All right?
Hired.
It's what it's going to be. It's Hired. So you're going to be on the team. So what you say goes. You're going to need to use your buzzer. And your buzzer is your first name. Listen to what Justin Moore did when he gave his buzzer to the cop last night when the cop said, I need to see your ID. Justin looked him right in the face and said, Justin! That's exactly what he said.
That's right.
So let me hear your buzzer,
Lucas. That's what he said.
That's what he said. Let me hear your buzzer.
Lucas,
that's all right. It's a little delayed, but that's all right. Here's the deal. All right, here we go. Be the first one to buzz in. Give me the top five answers to this question. If you were playing... No, that's the wrong one. That's the wrong one. But it is this one. I apologize. Name a place you... Because we talked about the drop-in. Name a place you don't like people walking in on you unannounced.
David. Justin!
David got it first.
Bathroom.
Oh, I know he didn't, but it's
number
a delay.
One. Well, it's the delay. You're right. That's what gave it to us. Yes, that's right. Bathroom's number one.
So, Lucas, I am going to throw this back at you to make you earn it. So, you've got both Justin Moore, you got Chuck Gatlin, and Howard Hurst.
Howard.
Tipton Hurst. You got four people on your side to help you win this thing, so there's no way you shouldn't win this
thing. There's no reason for you not to make the Pulaski County Fair. All right, that was the number one answer. The number four and five on the board, three strikes available to you. Give me another answer to this question. Name a place.
How about this? No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Sorry.
Finish it up.
So, rhymes with hired. How about the Shire?
Ooh. Stop! Don't even play the game.
There you go.
Number three on the board is High Shire.
Do you have Howard or Chuck?
Bedroom.
Okay, ooh. He said
you there.
Howard, you know, with those flowers, he's a romantic guy. Number two on the board.
Very nice.
Way to
boy.
Go, Howard. Very nice. The number four and the number five answer are on there. I don't
dressing room.
My house.
What'd you say?
What did Lucas say?
Lucas, what'd you say? You
my
said,
house.
And Justin said dressing room. What do you want to do?
Let's go with house.
Not on the board. Not on the board.
Oh.
That's one strike. That's one strike.
Hey, my office.
Nobody wants to go in your office.
I like that.
Well, I don't want anybody coming into
like
my office
that.
Unannounced.
Yeah.
Number five on the board. Now, what that's done for you, you've got two strikes, one answer left. Had you got them all in order,
I think we have,
you would have got
Roger,
an extra prize.
Yes, one strike,
Roger,
right?
I think we have one strike.
That's
one
what
strike,
I say. Yeah. What I say.
You said two.
I'm sorry.
Two.
I said two strikes left. I apologize. Two strikes left.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. That's all right. Two strikes to use. Very good.
So how many we got left?
One answer remains, Jay Bird.
One.
One answer remains.
Howard, any other
Let me throw this out there. Let me reset the table. The bathroom, clear number one answer. The bedroom from Howard. Also, the shower was mentioned. Your office or at work was mentioned.
Justin, what did you say a second ago?
I said dressing room.
Justin said dressing room earlier.
Like a, you know, like academy or something.
Yeah,
I don't like know, something
you've
like
got two strikes.
I mean, it may be stupid.
It may be ridiculous, but you've got two strikes to be able to use if you want to, Lucas. So you can either go with it or come up with a new one.
Dressing room's not bad.
Howard? Let's try dressing room.
Are you sure? Let me tell you this. Are you sure you want to do that? You have to be 100% sure.
He said yes. He said yes.
Number four.
Wow, very nice.
Number four.
Wow.
There it is right there.
Good job.
And the number six answer, just in case, was the doctor's exam room. You don't want anybody walking in on you on that one. Very good. You have won, Lucas. You have won tickets to the Pulaski County Fair. Please hold on the line. Let Christian get your information, and he'll tell you how you can pick up your tickets to Pulaski County Fair 2026.
And yet you've won with a felon.
And listen, that's
the only thing that I thought was funny about that conversation was, it's a felony to holler at an umpire?
I don't like that.
A felon?
I don't think hollering. I think what he's trying to say is, because I think even RJ was maybe had helped with this law, which I think is silly because the law should already exist. You can't attack somebody and cause bodily harm.
No, I never did that.
I didn't say obviously. You did. I'm talking about whether he's a florist or whether he's a referee, you can't do that. But some people have gone the extra mile of crazy and started getting out on field. I remember when the only person that was on a field was big-breasted, what was her name? What was the lady's name that ran out hugging everybody? Magnolia, whatever her name was. That was the only people, and streakers. Now we got people that are carrying knives. Take your clothes off and go squeeze a referee.
Howard, I know you got to get out of here. 1886, that's how long Tipton Hearst has been around. So the guys, don't screw up this weekend. What are your hours of operation between now and Sunday?
Basically 8 to 6.
Okay.
Did
you say you were open on Sunday? Did you say that?
We are. We're open Sunday 11
wow.
to 3.
Wow. So if somebody really screws up.
Talking about your last minute.
Yeah. But that would be all your locations?
Yes. Wow. And let me just say, passionate is the word I have for Justin.
Yes.
And
yes.
So we like, moms want your passion. Children to be passionate.
Yeah. We want to show the same passion for getting flowers as we do for referees when we don't like their call.
Correct.
Right, exactly. Well, Howard, always good to see you. We get to see you twice a year, and it's always good to see you. You never can go wrong with flowers from Tidman Hearst or whatever. Besides flowers, you've got it all. So always good to see you.
Thank you all so much.
Thanks,
yeah,
Howard.
Thanks,
Howard.
Good to see you. All right, don't go away. 8:47 here, Morning Mayhem.
Who's this?
Freddie Fender.
Boy.
Oh, great song.
Then I wish you both the best.
You know, Freddie Fender went to prison for years.
Yes.
For like one joint.
Yes, for a long time.
But if he ever breaks your heart, if the teardrop ever starts, I'll be there.
When did I first notice my hair loss? Honestly, probably about 5 or 6 years ago. But the moment that it really got my attention was at the self-checkout at Walmart. I had to look up to see if the light was green or red because my iron wouldn't scan. And right above me is the camera. Well, that camera showed the top of my head. After that, I started wearing hats more often. Eventually, I just decided, you know what? It is what it is. I'll shave it, live with it, or move on. But then I heard about Dr. Gary Petras at the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation. Dr. Petras offers a one-day hair transplant treatment with permanent natural results that last a lifetime. I'm still going to wear hats because I like hats, but it'll be nice knowing I've got a head of hair under there. I'm Roger Scott, and if you've been thinking about doing something about hair loss, call the Petras Center for Aesthetic Surgery and Hair Transplantation, 4137 JFK, Suite A, North Little Rock. Call 501-614-3052 or visit drpetras.com. Go see what your options are. It might just give you that renewed confidence, too.
Take it from Arkansas greats, Joe Klein and Pat Bradley.
The big national sports apps are now in Arkansas, taking over Oaklawn and Bentley, which are no longer local,
making Bet Saracen the only real local app.
I'm still Arkansans' fan fave.
Plus, Bet Saracen is still the official sports betting app of many of the state's colleges and universities.
Bet Saracen, built by Arkansans for Arkansas.
Bet with Arkansans. Bet with Bet Saracen.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
This is Pat Bradley, and if you haven't been to Wood Grill Buffet in Benton, well, what are you waiting for? The Wood Grill Buffet was just rated the top buffet in Arkansas and the 15th best in the U.S. by a national organization as featured on KARK. Over 200 items, huge meat bar, salad bar, hot food bar, and the sweetest dessert you've ever seen. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Exit 118 in Benton. Come one, come all, come hungry.
Roger Scott for Gravely Mowers here, working hard once again to make sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, of course, I mean watching Zach Eby mow it for me. Zach, tell the good folks hello.
Hello.
That's enough. Pay attention, because you missed a spot. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Mower home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Zach, tell them where they can go and get their very own Gravely Mower.
Well?
Dude, just mow.
Chapel Hardware in Pine Bluff or Triple C Sales and Service in Conway.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Mondays. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern born and raised and Arkansas based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security claims, his law firm produces results. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm. Southern roots, serious results.
I'm Trey Reed from The Wild Side on 103.7 The Buzz. Join me and Mark Hedrick Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by West Rock Landing at Lake Maumelle, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Edwards Food Giant, and Crane Chevrolet.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Jesse, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
Bump.
Early one morning,
little Johnny Cash, Cocaine Blues.
That's right. Why am I playing it?
Home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head.
No, it's not because I'm wearing a Johnny Cash shirt.
And I grabbed that gun.
That's right.
Took a shot of cocaine.
Cinco de Mayo.
Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez,
Mexico.
Yeah, Cinco de Mayo today. Congratulations to all the Mexican restaurants today. They're going to make a killing because we celebrate this. It's also a national. Go ahead.
Is Cinco de Mayo like as big a deal as it used to be? As far as like everybody goes out drinking.
I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know.
I don't know.
I think if you ask the restaurants, they would tell you. They would know whether or not it. If you're still in that, I think once you get a certain age, you probably don't do it like you used to. So, but I think it's probably. I'm sure for some restaurants today, I'm sure they'll do well. Also, National Teacher Appreciation Day, National Astronaut Day, National Foster Care Day, National Concert Day. You're talking about the worst and best concerts. By the way, last night you had the Knicks blowing out the 76ers. That's three games in a row. They set an NBA record for 25-plus point wins, three games in a row. And then you got tonight, you got Christian's favorite team, Oklahoma City versus Headband's favorite team, which is the L.A. Lakers. What time does that start, Christian?
7:30.
You'll be locked into that one, huh?
For sure.
Christian, who are they missing? I know they got Reeves back.
They're missing Luka, and they may not get him back for the entire series.
That's right. Yep. For this series, but he would potentially be back for the...
Well, there won't be a next series. They're not going to be.
No, I agree with you. Hey, you're a Thunder fan, right?
Right.
Justin...
I agree with you. I think it's... The Thunder to lose.
It is. Prohibitive favorites.
We mentioned early in the show, Justin, that at the SEC tournament, you're going to see the first ABS challenges that will be allowed, automatic ball strike challenges. Speaking of umpires and referees, you'll get three challenges, and as long as you're right, they don't count against you. So I just made the point, it's just weird that they would do that at the end of the year as opposed to, you know, around tournament time.
Are you talking about college?
Yeah, college. Yeah, SEC, oh, wow. SEC tournament.
They've been doing that in pros, right?
In pros, that's exactly right.
But they have to do it, like, immediately.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I've watched it a few times. What do? You tap your head, I think, is what you do.
Yeah, you tap your helmet.
Yes.
I believe.
Morgana was the kissing bandit. Thanks, everybody.
And she used to just run out there.
Yeah, she was huge.
Yeah.
A big-breasted woman. She just run out there, and everybody knew what she was doing. And I think after a while, she became that celebrity.
She was gigantic.
Huge.
I mean, she was absolutely gigantic.
Yeah.
There was one player that hugged her. Some players ran from her.
I think some did. Some players, some coaches maybe, but that's who she was. Back when that was the case, you had a streaker.
We did have streakers back then.
Yes,
we sure did.
It's
also the 26th anniversary of Gladiator. Russell Crowe's character, which is who, Roger? Maximus Meridius Decimal.
Maximus Decimus Meridius.
The Decimus Meridius.
Yes. And you want to take a shot at it, Christian? Can you do
that? That was a great move.
It is. It was so good.
Movie.
Hey, Christian, can you go deep on that, or are you short?
No, I can't recite the entire thing.
And what was that he did yesterday, Roger? Do we have that in the system, what you did? I don't think Justin got a chance to hear.
Are you not entertained?
Very nice. What is it that you did, Christian? What movie line did you
No, do? Justin was on. That was last week.
Yeah.
I did the I'll drink your milkshake.
Oh, that's right. The milkshake, yes. So now that I'm expecting your next one to be just as good. It was also on this day back in 26 years ago. Billy Bob Thornton married who, Raj?
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah. How long did that one last?
5 years.
5 months.
Do you remember, Justin? It was 3 years. You remember?
I was thinking it was 7 or 8. But
yeah.
Okay.
Do you remember what they had around their neck?
Blood.
You and
vials of blood.
Vials of blood. Yeah. You and Kate don't do that, correct?
Correct.
Correct.
We do not.
661-1037. We'll go back during the break and we'll get.
I have Kate's birthday and her initials on my arm, which she absolutely hates. She's like, "Oh, that's what's it called? You're going to jinx it." I'm like, "Well, if because I got a tattoo, we get divorced, and it ain't because of tattoo." I can promise.
Now, you. The last time we saw you, you said that you did. You get infected? That thing get infected or something? What was the deal?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, I got like a half sleeve, and it got infected. But it's better now.
Right.
I got to go get it touched up a little bit, and then I'm gonna finish my sleeve. I'm gonna get the whole thing done.
Wow, Roger, remember when I did with the sleeve?
I do.
That was at the.
Okay, there's no tattoo. No disrespect to yours or anyone else's that's out there, but there is no better tattoo than the enormous eagle.
Oh my gosh,
on
William
back of
Harrison.
William Harrison.
We got to send that to Justin. Justin won't believe it.
Man to begin with.
Yeah, he got up on the stage at Dugan's and took his shirt off. He's probably 6'3", 280.
Yeah.
And he turns around and does like a flex back pose.
It's a life-size
eagle.
It's
like an 18-foot eagle on his back. It's just,
it's not scrunched up.
No,
and you have to take your shirt off.
It's a massive eagle.
There's not 18 total feet on my body.
all right, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. Do not go away. 9 o'clock. Yeah.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver. Let's clear something up real quick. There's this big myth out there that if your knees, hips, or shoulders hurt bad enough, surgery is your only option. A lot of people just accept that. But here's the truth. Surgery is not the only path to joint pain relief. QC Kinetics specializes in treatments that help your body revitalize damaged joint tissue naturally. That means no surgery, no pain pills, and no downtime. And check this out. Not only are they